Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers said to benefit from insurance scheme being developed by the government and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. Joseph helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and Joseph has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and Joseph built my new classroom.
For 20 years, Joseph, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The government of Jamaica is working with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, of the United Nations to develop an insurance scheme for crop and livestock farmers. Principal Director of Planning and Policy in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sean Ball, says there have been models in the past that have worked but were not sustainable.
We are now in a very serious way looking at all the past initiatives and putting them together to get a specific insurance scheme that our farmers will buy into and benefit the country and the farmers.
Mr. Bo says having an insurance scheme in place will better assist farmers to rebound from natural disasters.
Additionally, to reduce the amount of expenditure that the government has to spend every time there's a disaster, because whenever there's flooding, drought or hurricanes, the government has to step in and quickly provide that relief.
The FAO is providing technical assistance to the government for the development of the scheme. Officer in charge of the FAO representation for Jamaica, the Bahamas and Belize, Dr. Gillian Smith, explains.
We are bringing the expertise and the experience of other countries that have worked in this area before and have some innovative solutions which may be applicable to Jamaica. We're hoping that at the end of the project, which is contributing to government's vision and direction, that we will have a set of risk insurance options that apply to small farming communities in their production and their processing endeavors.
Consultations will be held with the various stakeholders, such as farmers, before the scheme is implemented. The all-inclusive insurance scheme will come on stream as soon as the work is completed.
It's important for us to put into the hands of farmers some comfort in the form of insurance that will allow them to be able to rebuild and provide for their families if any form of natural disaster should occur.
Principal Director of Planning and Policy in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sean Ball.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Watch Commission on Moroska Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads, Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Monkey must know when going put in tear before him other trousers. Translation: the monkey must know where it is going to put its tail before it orders its trousers. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, one must know one's self before doing what others are doing. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.